The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Showcase Payback, written by Patty Cassidy.
We therefore commit her body to its final resting place. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. Amen.
Amen.
If you'd like to join us for coffee and share your memories about Kitty and her books, please feel free to follow me.
Well, Kitty J. King, I can't believe it. You really did it. You followed me right into the grave.
Yes, I really did it. Thank you for dying first, Alex. It made choosing my own plot so much easier. Loved your funeral, by the way. It was just like a British movie. All those black umbrellas and tailored suits. It made me tear up for a moment. I made a couple of good contacts. Funerals are such great networking opportunities.
It was tasteful. I thought I covered everything. Yours, on the other hand, was, interesting. Who was that man with the tuba?
Oh, that was Harry, an old friend. He takes it with him everywhere. Poor dear. It's his therapy tuba.
Did you write the sermon?
Of course not. But I thought that having a minister to remind people that I was your biographer was a nice touch. Everyone was delighted to see us joined in death. Best buddies.
Until that moment, I didn't realize that the dead could shudder.
He was grateful for the opportunity to honor you. Everyone was so excited to see your grave, those that remembered you.
I should have arranged for them to build a wall around my plot to protect me from you.
Oh, come on now. This is so cozy. We'll be neighbors forever.
Just what I was afraid of. Neighbors. With my poison pen, unauthorized biographer.
That's a bit harsh. I call it unvarnished reporting. It was all based on fact.
Like pottery is based on clay. You gave it all your own personal, ugly spin.
Like Picasso, then. Some people like his stuff.
Look, I've always wanted to ask you, why did you pick me as a subject for your work?
The Price of Truth. Nice title, didn't you think? As for why you, I wanted to be taken seriously for a change. It could have been anybody smart, but you looked the meatiest.
How flattering. You know, when someone told me you wanted to chronicle my life, I was thrilled. I didn't realize you had a hatchet for a pen. You hacked at everything. I never wanted to be carved up in front of the nation.
You should have read my books before you agreed then.
I didn't agree.
You didn't actually say no. And I didn't really need your permission to write about you. It would have just made my life easier. Your ex was a dream interview, though.
Hence the term, ex.
When my little masterpiece about you hit the bestseller list, everybody found out what Pulitzer winners will really do for their books. They were shocked to hear how you actually got your info about world leaders. I considered it my literary duty to let them know.
Well, at least you can't damage me anymore now. But you've ruined my peace and quiet here. You're blocking my view of the pond.
It was tragic that so many of the mourners had forgotten you, wasn't it?
I wasn't surprised. They were your friends, after all, thus barely literate.
Now, they all read my books.
I rest my case. It was bad enough being stalked by you in life, but to have you follow me after death is downright cruel.
I only wish I could tweet from beyond the grave. But alas, no Wi-Fi. I should have checked.
Tell me you weren't buried with your smartphone.
I wasn't buried with my smartphone.
That's something then. That thing always gave me the creeps.
I was buried with my tablet pointed at my face for selfies.
Oh my God. That is far too much information. Who's going to click the camera?
It's automatic. Once a day, every day, a flash will go off and there I'll be. I got an advance agreement to publish the photos and assigned my husband to write the piece.
I didn't realize he was a writer, too.
He's not. He'll mainly just write captions. He's a cartoonist.
How will they get the pictures?
According to my will, they'll exhume the casket in 1 year. Aha! Picture number one.
Maybe Ken Burns could use them in a documentary about decay. You know, I don't know why you ever bothered to write about other people, Kitty. You're such a character yourself.
I know, right? I left the manuscript of my autobiography behind in a safe. There was a bidding war.
For all the good it'll do you now.
It was cash up front, my dear Alex. I'm not that much of an idiot. I made the most of it.
Was I in it?
Aha! You aren't as indifferent to publicity as you'd like to make out. The answer is... maybe.
Didn't it ever bother you that you made people's lives miserable with your books? That you made my life miserable?
I didn't see it that way.
Obviously. But...
I saw it as making myself happy, important, rich. Isn't that what life was supposed to be all about?
But you ruined my marriage. Shot my relationship with my students and my circle of friends. And publishers wouldn't touch my stuff again because they were afraid it was tainted. All because of your lies and innuendo and half-truths. And what did you finally get out of it?
Fame. People remember me. I'll live forever.
So you don't believe in an afterlife with punishments and rewards where you get what's coming to you for all that misery?
If there were a heaven and hell, would we be talking here?
You'll find out soon enough. By the way...
yes?
There was one big secret you never found out about me.
Oh, really? What was that?
About me, two cardinals, and the Pope. You would hardly believe what you can get up to in those apartments.
No. What? The Pope?
During my research on Vatican art acquisition.
Seriously? This is fantastic! How did that escape my eyes? I thought I was flawless. Nothing escaped me or my researchers.
The Vatican knows how to protect people's privacy. They've had lots of practice.
What happened? Tell me everything.
It was St. Patrick's Day. We all got a little plastered together, and then... if I tell you, you've got to promise not to tell anyone else.
Right. I won't tell you. Oh, God.
Yes?
I can't tell anyone. No one. But I have to. How will I get the word out? This is too good to keep to myself. There must be a way. With my tablet. But there's no Wi-Fi. No. No.
And now you know. My dear, welcome to hell. I get you as a neighbor forever, and you get the story of the century, and can't tell a soul.
You have been listening to Showcase Payback, written by Patty Cassidy, which starred in order of appearance Paul R. Beese as the Minister, Lisa Miso as Alex, and Tanya Milojevic as Kitty. The music heard in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor and sound designer was M.J. Cogburn. The producer and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Dream Realm Showcase, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. All rights are reserved. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please join us again soon for another incredible story.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.